All right, ready to dive deep into Budapest today.
Sounds good.
Perfect. You sent over this really cool article, actually.
Okay.
It's from TravelDestinationPro.com, and it's titled, "What is Budapest Famous For? Top 10 Must-See Attractions."
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm thinking we can use this to go beyond just the basics,
Yeah.
and unearth some really cool insights about Budapest.
Absolutely. I think there are a lot of hidden gems in Budapest.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay, so the article kicks off with Fisherman's Bastion,
Okay.
and they describe it as like this fairy tale-like terrace with panoramic views.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, I can imagine.
And the views really are incredible.
Okay, I'm sold already.
But there's actually something else that makes it really fascinating, too.
Oh, what's that?
Those seven turrets. You know the ones that give it that unique look?
Yeah.
They represent the seven Magyar leaders that led their tribes to Hungary.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's like this subtle nod to the foundation of the nation.
That's so cool.
Yeah, you see that kind of historical depth woven into so much of Budapest's architecture.
It's like stepping back in time, but with incredible views. I
Exactly.
love that. Okay, so the article also mentions the Danube River,
Right.
and it talks about empires and melodies, almost painting it as like a character in Budapest's story.
The Danube is central to Budapest's identity, you know?
I can see that.
I mean, Strauss's waltzes were inspired by it.
Oh, wow.
Even Hungarian folk songs, too. And then there's all the history. You have empires rising and falling
Yeah.
along its banks. And it really shaped the city that we see today.
So it's not just a river.
No, it's the lifeblood of Budapest.
Okay, I'm picturing a sunset cruise, maybe with some live music, as a history lesson unfolds.
That sounds amazing.
Right. Speaking of history, next up is the Parliament Building.
Oh,
And the
yes.
article really emphasizes its splendor and mentions the crown of St. Stephen.
Ah, the crown. It's so much more than just a shiny object.
What do you mean?
It embodies the Hungarian monarchy.
Okay.
They used it to crown kings for centuries.
Really?
Yeah, so it really symbolizes national unity and power, you know?
I
You can't fully grasp Hungary's past without understanding what that crown means.
So visiting the Parliament Building is like witnessing Hungarian history.
In a way, yeah.
Okay, I love that. The article then shifts gears and talks about Andrássy Avenue,
Oh,
and
yeah.
it calls it a living reminder of Budapest's heyday.
Andrássy Avenue is pure opulence.
I bet that.
It was built when the economy and culture were flourishing.
I see.
And the architecture is breathtaking. Neo-Renaissance palaces, Art Nouveau details.
That sounds beautiful.
Imagine just strolling down the avenue surrounded by all these, ghosts of Budapest's elite.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, their stories just whispering in the wind.
I'm getting serious Grand Budapest Hotel vibes.
I can see that.
Okay, and speaking of journeys through time, let's hop on the Budapest Metro.
Fun.
The article says it's the second oldest in the world.
It's truly an architectural marvel.
Oh, really?
Think of Art Nouveau stations like Gellert Square with the intricate tile work,
Wow.
sculptures and everything. It's like an underground museum.
I bet most people just rush through,
It's too warm.
and completely miss it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, after our underground adventure, the article takes us to Buda Castle,
Ah, yes.
perched on a hill overlooking the city.
It's not just a pretty viewpoint, though.
I was about to ask, what else is there?
Inside, you have the Hungarian National Gallery,
Oh, cool.
showcasing masterpieces from Hungarian artists. And then there's Matthias Church,
Okay.
which has survived so many wars and sieges.
Oh, wow.
Its colorful tiled roof is a beacon, you know?
So resilience seems to be a theme here in Budapest.
Definitely.
Okay, enough about history for a moment. My stomach's rumbling.
Mine too.
The Great Market Hall is next, and the
Yes.
article promises a culinary journey.
Yes.
Goulash, langos, chimney cake.
Those are must-tries.
I'm gonna need to know what those are.
Oh, they're classic Hungarian dishes,
Okay.
each with its own history and regional variations.
Oh.
Like goulash, it represents Hungarian resourcefulness, using simple ingredients, you
Yeah.
know. For a hearty meal full of flavor, it's a story on a plate.
So we're experiencing Hungarian culture through its cuisine. And
Exactly.
what better way to digest all that food than with a drink at one of Budapest's infamous ruin bars?
Oh, yeah.
The article describes them as enigmatic with ghosts of the past.
They're a phenomenon unique to Budapest.
Oh, really?
Imagine buildings abandoned after the fall of communism,
Court.
repurposed into these eclectic bars,
I see.
filled with mismatched furniture and a bohemian spirit.
That sounds like my kind of place.
It shows Budapest's resilience,
Yeah.
transforming the past into something new.
Powerful. The article specifically mentions Simpla Kurt as the first one.
Simpla Kurt is like another dimension.
You've got to tell me more.
Crumbling walls, fairy lights, quirky artwork, multiple rooms.
Wow.
Courtyards, even a Trabant car turned into a seating area.
Oh, wow.
It's unlike any other bar.
Okay, adding that to my list. Now, after a night at a ruined bar, we're going to need some relaxation.
For sure.
Luckily, Budapest has us covered with its thermal baths.
Yes, Budapest sits on a network of thermal springs.
Right.
Bathing in these mineral-rich waters has been a tradition for centuries.
Wow.
But it's not just relaxation.
Okay.
The baths themselves are architectural masterpieces.
Really?
Blending Ottoman and Art Nouveau styles.
That's incredible. The article mentions three specifically.
Uh-huh.
Szechenyi, Gellert, and Rudess. They all sound amazing. But what makes each one unique?
Well, Szechenyi is the grand dam, you know.
Okay.
Sprawling outdoor pools, neo-Baroque architecture.
I see.
It's quite an experience, especially in winter, with the steaming water and snowflakes.
Well, this sounds so relaxing.
Gellert is all about Art Nouveau elegance.
Okay.
With intricate mosaics and stained glass windows.
So fancy.
It feels more like a spa.
And what about Rudess?
Rudess is the oldest.
Okay.
With Turkish-era domes and an octagonal pool.
It's like each bath reflects a different part of Budapest's history.
Yeah, and architectural styles.
And finally, we arrive at the Chain Bridge.
Yes.
The iconic symbol of Budapest, linking Buda and Pest across the Danube.
A link across time.
It really does seem fitting.
Doesn't it?
Given all we've learned.
It's not just a bridge.
I can see that.
It's a symbol of unity, you know, and human ingenuity, and a witness to history.
Wow.
Imagine standing on that bridge, feeling the wind in your hair.
Right.
Looking out over the city.
It's beautiful.
Shaped by centuries of triumphs and struggles.
Wow, that's powerful.
It is.
Okay. I think we need a breather after all that.
Yeah.
But stay with us, because in part two, we're going to delve deeper into some of the city's lesser known gems.
Sounds good.
And uncover even more fascinating stories.
I can't wait.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Perfect.
All right.
See you soon.
Yeah. Welcome back to our Budapest deep dive.
It's great to be back.
So we've covered some of the big attractions.
All right, the heavy hitters.
But Budapest has so much more to offer.
Absolutely, layers upon layers.
Yeah, the article hints at that.
Definitely.
Like, it mentions Budapest's Jewish heritage.
Mm. That's a really important part of the city's history.
Right, but it didn't go into detail.
Well, Budapest had one of the largest Jewish populations in Europe.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that big.
And even today, the Jewish quarter is so vibrant.
That's cool.
Full of history and culture, you can visit the Dohany Street Synagogue.
Okay.
Which is actually the largest in Europe.
Wow.
It's an incredible structure. And then there's the Jewish Museum.
Oh, cool.
It tells a powerful story of resilience and survival.
So it's more than just sightseeing.
Absolutely.
It's about understanding the community's impact.
Exactly.
Now, another historical layer that surprised me was Budapest's time under Ottoman rule.
Oh, yeah. Over 150 years.
What kind of impact did that have on the city?
It's subtle, but it's there.
Like what?
Well, some of the thermal baths, like Rudess baths, have those distinct Turkish elements.
I see.
And you can even find traces of Ottoman cuisine in some Hungarian dishes.
Oh, interesting.
It's a reminder that Budapest has always been a crossroads of cultures.
Like a tapestry with all these different threads.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, well, the article also mentioned Budapest as a city of art and culture.
It's true.
But it didn't elaborate, so what should we be looking out for?
Well, Budapest is really a hub for contemporary art.
Okay.
You'll find countless galleries showcasing Hungarian artists.
Cool.
But the street art scene is what's really exciting.
Oh, tell me more.
You have these colorful murals and thought-provoking graffiti.
Wow.
It adds a whole different energy to the city.
So art isn't confined to museums.
No, it's everywhere.
That's awesome. What about performing arts?
Oh, well, the Hungarian State Opera House is an absolute masterpiece.
Okay.
Both architecturally and acoustically. So if you love opera or ballet,
yeah,
you can't miss it, but don't overlook the smaller theaters and concert halls.
Oh, right.
You can find everything from classical music to experimental theater.
That's great.
It shows Budapest's artistic diversity.
I'm a bit of a bookworm myself.
Oh, cool.
And the article mentioned Hungary having a rich literary tradition.
Oh, it's true.
What kind of literary landmarks are we talking about? Well, you have to visit the Petőfi Literary Museum.
Okay.
It's full of manuscripts and personal belongings of famous Hungarian writers.
Wow.
And they even have literary walking tours.
I love that.
You can visit the haunts of writers like Sándor Márai.
That sounds amazing.
It's a great way to see the city through a different lens.
Yeah, connecting with the city through its literature adds a whole new dimension.
I agree.
But at the end of the day, what really makes a city come alive is its people.
You're right.
So what are the Budapesters like?
Well, they're incredibly resilient.
In what way?
I mean, they've faced so much hardship throughout history,
Yeah.
but they're still so warm and welcoming.
I love that.
They have this dry wit and a love for life that's contagious.
Oh.
You know, they're eager to share their city.
It sounds like the kind of place you visit for the sights but fall in love with because of the people.
That's a great way to put it.
Okay, so any practical tips for someone planning a trip to Budapest?
Well, Budapest is very walkable,
Okay.
so comfortable shoes are a must.
Good to know.
And public transportation is excellent.
Better than other European
Oh,
capitals.
yeah, and much cheaper.
Oh, that's always a plus.
Budapest offers incredible value for money,
Okay.
especially for accommodation and food.
Great.
You can find everything from budget-friendly hostels to luxurious hotels.
So there's something for everyone.
Exactly.
And if you're looking for a truly authentic experience,
Yeah.
don't be afraid to venture off the beaten path.
Absolutely. Explore those side streets.
Talk to the locals.
Find those hidden
And
gems.
remember, traveldestinationpro.com has tons of great resources
Oh, yeah, their website is fantastic.
to help you plan your trip.
Definitely.
Okay. Any other tips?
Just be open to the unexpected. You know,
I like that.
Budapest has a way of surprising you.
I can imagine.
It reveals its magic in the most unexpected
This
moments.
has been so insightful.
It's been fun.
I'm already feeling like I know Budapest on a deeper level.
I'm glad to hear that.
But stay tuned for part three,
Okay.
where we'll tie everything together
Sounds good.
and leave you with some final thoughts
Perfect.
and inspiration for your own Budapest adventure.
Welcome back to the deep dive. It feels like we've already explored so much of Budapest.
We have. It's amazing how much ground we've covered.
Yeah, thanks to this article from traveldestinationpro.com.
It's been a great guide.
Right. It's not just about individual landmarks, you know.
It's about the connections between them.
Exactly. Like the chain bridge, literally uniting Buda and Pest.
And the Danube River flowing through the city.
Like a lifeline.
It's not just physical connections, though, is
You know,
it?
you're right. It's the layering of cultures, too.
All the different influences.
Yeah, like the Magyars, the Ottomans, the Habsburgs,
They've all left their mark.
creating this incredible tapestry that is modern-day Budapest.
And through it all, there's this spirit of resilience.
Yeah, you see it everywhere.
Like Matthias Church surviving all those sieges.
In those ruined bars.
Taking something abandoned and making it vibrant.
And those thermal baths with their centuries-old traditions. It's remarkable how Budapest adapts and reinvents itself.
It's like the city itself is a symbol of hope.
That beauty can emerge from hardship.
So why should Budapest be on your travel radar?
Because it's a city you experience with all your senses, you know?
Right, not just see.
You can feel the history in the Castle District
Sense the artistic passion in the opera house.
and taste the heart of Hungarian culture in the Great Market Hall.
It's about slowing down,
Taking your time,
strolling along the Danube,
savoring a cup of coffee in a charming cafe.
getting lost in those labyrinthine streets,
It's a different pace of life.
a different rhythm.
And for anyone looking for something beyond the typical tourist spots
Budapest offers that unique blend.
of history, culture, and affordability.
It's a hidden gem waiting to be discovered.
It truly is.
So as we wrap up our Budapest deep dive,
Okay.
I want to leave you with this final thought. Imagine yourself crossing the chain bridge,
Okay.
the city lights twinkling below,
I can see it.
the scent of chimney cake wafting through the air,
And the laughter from a ruined bar.
the feeling of warm thermal waters.
Relaxing.
That could be you.
It really could.
And to turn that imagination into reality, head over to traveldestinationpro.com.
They have everything you need to plan your trip.
From itineraries to insider tips,
You'll be ready to explore Budapest in no time
we hope this deep dive has sparked your curiosity.
and inspired you to experience this amazing city.
Budapest is calling, and traveldestinationpro.com can help you answer that call.
So what are you waiting for?
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.